Thanks, Mr. Chair. Of course, the life cycle opportunity, which integrates supply chain, varies sector by sector. But eventually, we see that as something which can result from multiple levels of collaboration. So, first of all, it's vertical within the industry supply chain, wherein the consumers downstream, in this case, the manufacturers of the vehicles, create demand for greener products upstream. That sort of demand creation gives a very strong signal to the OEMs or raw material providers, etc., to invest for greener alternatives. So that's very, very critical. Secondly, it's horizontal collaboration with the industry peers. So while demand signals are important, those demand signals will be more credible and more stable if they're aggregated across the industry. So this is an essential step, and we have been running an initiative called the First Movers Coalition, which does precisely this across most of the heavy industrial sectors, where we have so far aggregated demand to the extent of $15 billion of green industrial products. And thirdly, it is collaboration with the ecosystem. So three level ecosystem, meaning policymakers, financiers, and consumers. So considering the supply chain opportunity, even if we keep the aspects of boundaries and definitions and technologies and thresholds apart, any action that can result as part of this life cycle approach will essentially be a result of this collaborative approach, vertically within the value chain, horizontally with the industry peers, and then with the broader ecosystem of policymakers, consumers, financiers, and other industries.